on the top ration for following days. So this water is only acceptable. It's considered like natiyim, natiyos. In a case with chazal tashmish, the shtia, then the chadira meula mizu. You can use in this water to supply your water needs. So that's the person. That's part of the person's dwelling process. Came along Ravashi, and Ravashi said that it's only Shein Baomka Yisrael Beisusaim. Klamer Shein Oimkol Shemayim Nifshet Beroichav Yisrael Beisusaim. The area of the water where the water is deep does not spread over an area more than Beisusaim. Baomkol Shostamayim Levatel Mekoymoi Midin Karka is Yutzvachim. We say deep, that means 10 Tvachim, because once it reaches 10 Tvachim, the karka part is not easily accessible. Gemurim set the Shabbos in Hayu Rekak Mayim. So you can walk through the Rekak Mayim. Kama Rekak Mayim pochas mi yutvachim. It's less than 10 tvachim deep. So once it hits 10 tvachim, it's not something which is we consider still usable for karka purposes. So the area which is 10 tvachim deep, Ravashi says, if it spreads over an area more than Beis Hasayim, it's going to be problematic. And the Mor said, "Veloihi, that's not true." Well, I'm milsehi, because it's like a case of Kari de Peri. Krishal Peris Kavoya, there's a sort of. You have a pile of Peris, which is the height of 10 Tvachim high, so it's 10 Tvachim. Verechav Kerechav Beis Kur, and it's the size of a Beis Kur. So it's a Kari of the Peri, it's using the word Kur, I think, means it's tree and also it's base Kur. But the Torah is dear, Mishabi, it doesn't lose its inner of being a place which you're dwelling, because you'll use the Peris. My Mariam Lashtiya Kiperis Dami. Thank you. So this is a form of Peris, it's items that you're going to use. So you have a large storage place for a large amount of water. Lishna Krina. Alternative version, meet the have a carrier to peri, much enough being kura, something that you dig out. Shercha amuka shematzniim shom peris. You would dig out a ditch, and then you would store peris in it in the ground. Abish amukim shom harbe nertli miham b'shabbos. You're allowed to take from that area on Shabbos, because that's even though it's deep, because obviously rishus yachid. We don't say, well, you know, because you've designated it as like a different makom. The fact that it's in the depths. No, that's where you store your peiris. So this is where you're storing your water. Okay. Hayi rechava d'havoi b'pum nahara d'chad gisa. B'pum nahara. There was a rechava, an area which is like we had before, but it's not a regular chatzar, it's just an open area. Which is in the city of Pum Nahara, the place of Pum Nahara. And this rechava, the chad gisa have a pesiach lemosa. The chad gisa have a pesiach leshvil shakramim. One side of this rechava led to a path which went back to the city, which will function like a mavui. And the other side of the rechava, the opposite side of the rechava, led to a path through the vineyards. Shvil shakramim, habisolach leguda del nahara. And this shvil shakramim ended by the banks of the river, and the banks of the river were 10 tefachim deep. So therefore, that was the equivalent of a wall. So if you take a look at the picture, on page mine's page 48. It's a fairly decent picture. They're putting the Rishus HaRabim. That's where the back of the city is. You have a Mavi leading towards that. You have the Rechava, and you have the Shil Shokramim, and you have the Gudul Nahara, which is 10 Tvachim deep. Okay.
Either the height or the depth for in the previous section would be a shulpiyaki that's inside another shulpiyaki.
Yeah, which is not a problem.
What? It's a known thing, but it's not an issue. Since both the same.
Well, that's the Moore's point. Now, the case of the storage of the water, see, I can't compete. Should we wait for you? Yeah. Say the more saying the same way the payers, it's obvious to us that it's not a problem. So the water is, even though it's covering a tremendous area, but it's usable water. So it's like storing payers.
Right. So if it was salt rather than fresh, that might be an issue.
Right. The case was a chazal d'shtir. We're going in the case of chazal the tashman.
But there was a havamin.
What?
There was a havamin.
Well, Rashi held like that. Ravashi held like that. It was more than havamin. He held that that was. Moore says he's wrong. But so now this Rechab was more than Beis Sisai, so and it wasn't talk of Ladira. So now I need to address the right to carry in the Rechab. I need to address the right to carry in the Mavui. I need to address the right to carry in the Shvil Shakram. Okay, so there. That's what we're going to try and figure out what to do. What should we do? I would like to find a way to be matter everything. So if I go now and and I enclose it for the purpose of Dira, so that'll be mutter. So where do I do my enclosure? I can do my enclosure theoretically right next to the rechava. That won't address the fact that I have. I still need to. I need to do a mice of enclosing it. I want to be mutter the shril shakramim and the mavi at the same time. So Bai says, let's think of what my options are.
You've got to put something. We're assuming you have to put something in the Rechava to make it a base dira.
Right, so you notice in your picture they put some houses there. So we added some houses now. But the problem was we didn't do a new Maisa of being Maka for dira. Okay? So we need to do a new Maisa of making a Heka for dira. So we said before you could break open your wall and close it up again. But that's not necessarily our first option if we have a different option. So let's see what we can do. So let's think. Let's make the mechitza all the way back at the by the edge of the river, and by doing that, we will enclose the shvil which leads into the rechava, and that's called it's like equivalent to enclosing the rechava. He says no, and as a mechitza, gabi mechitza, the gudu de nahara has a mechitza already because it's already 10 tefachim deep. So this for this purpose of creating a wall to be. Consider that you're being makif ladira, adding a wall on top of a wall is not called being makif, doing something. The wall, there already is a wall there, but there's a wall which didn't help us. So adding another, if I have a wall, or to go back to the Rechava, I have the walls, there's no problem. The 10 tefachim high, let's make them 20 tefachim high. What does it help me? But that's not called being makif, like, closing anything.
So bring that wall for Amot Fall?
It's an option. But then you limit your ability to carry in the Shvil Shakram.
You lose 4 amot of it, yes.
Okay. So let's do like this. Belebedle Tzuras HaPesach Apuma the Shvil Shakram. Make a Tzuras HaPesach right where the Shvil Shakram enters in. So the Shvil Shakram now is the equivalent of a Mavi. It has walls on both sides. It has. It's a Mefulish. Well, I put a Tzuras HaPesach. It's not a Mefulish anymore. And then I have a mechitza on the other end, so I'm good. So I can carry the Shvil Shakram. I've enclosed my rechava by doing so. This is also gamli b'shadin labor. That's not going to be a reliable type of a thing to do because the animals traveling through there will knock it over. Interesting. Rashi says the problem is because it was narrow. So as they would move through, the problem wasn't the height issue. You make it as tall as you need. The problem was the width issue. That the opening wasn't large enough that you could be reliable when animals, when they would walk through, it wouldn't knock off the sides of your Tzuras HaPesach. Okay. So that's not an option. Elam Rabbayo, Levin Lechi, Apisco the Shoshal Kromim. Let's put a Lechi there. So Shoshal Kromim really, it has a back wall because the good of the har is a wall. It has two side walls. So it just needs a Lechi at one end. So make a Lechi there. And the chiddush over here is the miga, the mahanya, the shoshal kramim, that lechi, which will be the equivalent. So lechi, it's 10 tefachim high, it's put off to the side, doesn't have to support anything. So the gomel's not going to knock that over. The problem is, it sort of depends, it has to go all the way up, and you have to have something there on the side supporting it. It's somewhere along the high, it'll get knocked over. So we're going to put a lechi there. The lechi will enclose the shvil. So once it gets a halachic status of a mechitza for the shvil, the mika the mahanya the shoshal kramim mahani nami lerechava. It's equivalent of if you enclosed the rechava also. Okay.
I understand these pictures that they're putting in the kramim, they're putting in the houses. Why do we have to do that?
Doing what?
They're putting like the little houses in the kramim. If you look at 143 verses 142,
they added the matzitza and the buildings. Did you make the kramim themselves look up the dira?
The Tzitzis says the case over here was a case of it was in Badira. Discusses the possibility that maybe there were some diurim in the area of the Shoshal Kramim. I'm not sure why it changed from one picture to the next. It didn't change in the stage of the Gemara. Okay. Unless I'm missing something over here. Okay, the pictures aren't perfect, but Tysus, it's interesting. Okay, Tysus earlier in Ahi Rechava, Tosis points out the Rashi points out that there was diurim in the kramim. The red Tosis over here, the Tosis over here possibly argues on that. This is Shoshal Kramim ain't but diurim.
Rashi says
that. Right. So I'm not sure. I mean, the picture is going with Rashi, but I don't know why it changed. The Gemara says, "Amalei Rava." So Rava says to Abaya, "That's not a good idea, because Yermer Lechi Moel the Shoshal Kramim Da'alma." People will say that people, without focusing on the fact that there's a Gudat and Nahara at the other end, and the shul is closed on three sides, the equivalent of three enclosed on three sides. That's an olechi works, but they will say that it works any shvil, even though it's a mefulish. And all you need to do is a tikkun on one end, which normally that would not be true. Elam or Rabba suggests the opposite.
But I understand. I mean, even if the bank is not there, I mean, you've got. It's not like it's a Shusa Rabin. I mean, it'd be foolish to. I mean, it's a Carmelis, the ocean, you say?
And close to a Carmelis, right? Right.
So he's concerned about that. Okay.
Well, eventually it's open to a mokum or osur law on both ends. So you need some type of tikkun. It's out there.
Yeah. It's, in other words, this is like a gzera. Certain people will say. I'm just saying that. Like,
I hear. Rava says the correct place to put the lechi is on where the mavi is, which opens into the city. So where the mavi opens into the rechava, put a lechi there. For the mavi which takes you to the city, it'll work for the rechava also. Hilkach. Tatuli b'masa gufa ashari. You're allowed to carry in the masa now in the movi because it's closed. Tatuli b'rechava gufa shari. And carrying the rechava also is mutter because now it's enclosed. My question is, mi masa l'rechava or mi rechava l'masa, to carry from one to the other, what's the halacha? Tliguva ravacha ravina. Says Mukhlakis Atin, Ravacha, and Ravina. Chad Osir, Bechad Shuri. One says it's Osir, one says it's Mutu. Okay.
What's the Mutu?
Mutu.
What city is there?
Mutu. Over here, it's referring to the beginning of the story. The Mor says there's a Psiach Lamasa. It was open to the city in one time. There's a Mavi leading from the Rechava to the city. It's referring now to the Mavi, which takes you from the Rechava to the city as the Masa. Before you came, see. So Manda Shori. So the one who says it's mutter. Okay. No, lack of the urine.
You had already been doing this thing about the rechava and the shkel salt.
Manda Oster is even the habit of the urine of Oster for too late. Okay. So the. We have to work out what it means. Less of the year, we'll see. The Tosis learned the case was there was. Tosis says that there was no diur in the shvil b'chalal. Rashi learned the word diur in the shvil, so we'll see what to do with that. Let's see Rashi. Hayrechava, it's way back in the Chedal and Beis, towards the top. About six narrow lines, seven narrow lines down. Erechava Yosim Beis Hashem was more than Beis Hashem. Haba, but lo hook for the deer. It wasn't enclosed for deer purposes. It was in the city of the Pumnara Shemakom. That's the name of a place. Chad Gitzah Pesuch. L'masa l'mavi shebeir shekala l'rechava zu. There was a mavi which came from the city and it ended by this rechava. The other side it opened to Shoshakramim. The urine ha'yubay and the word the urine in the Shoshakramim. Rabbi says, what do we do? Hechinav. The Mishrinu, the Chulu, how do we permit the Mavri, the Rechava, and the Shvil? She Rechava Zu, Karmelis, the Rechava is the Karmelis, it's more than Beis Hashai. Mishra is called the Mavri. Mishra Shvil, it's going to make the Mavri and the Shvil Asr. even though she has shows mechitzas, even though the shul has three mechitzas, the haguru the nahara mechitzah mal yosehi, the drop going down to the bank of the river is a valid mechitzah. Shagai v'asar was 10 tefachim high. Avla rechava is rosin, but the rechava makes it asar. Vishaprutzenhein b'miluon the caramelist to totally open in one end into this caramelist, into this rechava, which is a problem. What's more than 4 tefachim? You have a problem. Except for by Pasi Biros, we always use 10. More than 10, you would need a Tursa Pesach. That's your first Mishnah. Now, V'hadar Minun B'perakama Im Hoyim Mavi Kolal Rechava Ein Tzarech Klum. Okay, so the Mavi goes into Rechava, we said you don't need to do anything at all. That's a case with Mekevus the Dira, V'hoyibah the Yurit, Kamer. It was a Mukev the Dira, and there was people living there. Kid Maflug, Hossam, Bain Irvu, the Lo Irvu, which, and then we differentiated with the case whether they were Ma'arif together or not. So, but we're talking about those people living there. Our rechava caramelist, but this scenario, which is the rechava, which has dinner with caramelist, because there's nobody. It's not mukav ladira. Is also shemino habayishmaitza bikamikan and bikamikan. You have to enclose it.
What if this rechava is less than this sasayim?
See, even though it's not mukav ladira, it's mutar to carry. So it's mutar to carry. It's not gonna aser.
But I guess they would have to make an error.
Well, if there's no
dira.
Well, it was not mukav ladira, but the word the urine. I guess you'd have to make an error. It's just an interesting question. So that's the basis of time. It's not you don't need mukav ladira. The case was there were people who lived there. Just that so they put the fence there and they put the houses afterwards. So it's not called mukav ladira. But the lesson of basis of time is not a problem. So you can carry there, but we need an eruv because there's multiple people dwelling there. But in a case where it's Rashi, but in a case where it ends up in a turuchav, which is a karmelis, like the case of a bika, which is a karmelis, you have to enclose it in one end with a source of pes and one end with a lechi. So Bai says, Hechin the avid, the hatar is kulam. How do we figure out a way to make everything mutter? The mavi, the rechav, and the shriel. She wrote to me, Asha lishtamish behem b'nehu ir. They now wished to use the rechava. The yosa mukevas ladira. They wanted the mukev ladira. Veshuvo to heavy caramelis. It should not be caramelis anymore. Vetehi bekul and muteris, and the whole rechava would now become mutter to carry. But immediately yelled the hook of the b'seif pasach l'mahani. So it was enclosed first, and now you want to start using it for deer purposes is not going to work. So what was the eight? So break the wall. Well, get a shalavanim ha yisur rechavazu mukefis. It was enclosed with the get a shalavanim. Bekashalem lifritz pirtsa yosem yester ula gadra ladira daita lisham shabba b'nei mavi. It was an asik to break this stone wall and then put it back together again. So that eight of doing a pirtsa was not a preferred eitzah, which would then allow it to be mukav ladira, and then the bnei mavi and shvil could use it mehashra. Then it would be like a case of pasul l'psef hukav. But we don't want to do that because that was too much of a tirchus. So he says, what should we do? So never let mechitza shall call him a good the nahara by the banks of the river Klaimer, the heavy shvil. Let's look at the shvil and the rechava as one unit, because the rechava flows into the shvil. Then heavy rechava with shvil chad. So that I can understand. When heavy hach mechita daldinan b'shvil, adaita the dira. When you now enclose the end of the other end of the shvil, which goes by the river, that's equivalent to closing the rechava, because the rechava flows into the shvil, and now you're closing off the end of the rechava, as it were, and you're doing it. Hamachitza davdinan b'shvil adaita the dira. So now that you're creating a way that the Bnei Shvil can use the Rechava, that's the completion of your enclosure of the Rechava. I'll accept that thought process. That's a valid way to enclose the Rechava. So I'm going to enclose the end of the shvil, and that'll allow me to enclose the whole rechava. But the problem is, ain't no mechitza, gav mechitza. The end of the shvil, there already was a bank of a river, which is the equivalent of a wall. Kim the guda gavoya asara. There already is a bank which is 10 tefachim high. Komash v'sibin aleb. That whatever you're adding is all you're doing is hagbos oisim mechitza atzma havi, just raising that mechitza higher. Shreim hoya magbia kol mechitzas harachava ladira lomahani. Same way, if you would take the mechitzas of the rachava which are then already there and make them taller, that's not called enclosing of the ladira. Ach yifritz ba pirza ha'israsa v'yachsa v'yigdil ladira. The only way you can do it is by breaking and then rebuilding, but adding higher height doesn't work.
I don't mean to be picky, but Rashi says pirza ha'isra, that the pirza has to be large enough to make the usage of the place lesser.
Right.
But previously we were talking about breaking down an alah, then rebuilding it, repeating it, and at no time does it become usra.
That's true, but at the end of the day, you've created a new area, which is 11 amas long, which that area would have been an area which would have made it about usur, so that's sufficient also.
So kind of
we deal with it as if...
It doesn't have to be at the same time.
Right, but you're eventually creating a new enclosure on an area which had the power to make it usur had it been open. Okay, so we see that that's not an option of just raising the walls. So putting the mechitza by the bank of the river, which is already the equivalent of a wall, that's not going to solve our problem. Okay, so leverle tzuras a pesach apuma the shul shakrami, the besuach l'rechava, where the path meets the rechava, put a tzuras a pesach. And I'll say like this. Okay, so now the shvil is mutter because it has four sides. It has the riverbank in the back, it has the two walls on the sides, and it has the Tzuras HaPesach where it enters into the Rechav. You have your picture there, I imagine.
Yeah.
Okay. So the Shvil is now Mutter. Now we'll say, well, once we consider this a wall for the Shvil purposes, so it's considered that you've enclosed the Rechav now also. The Migdal, the Mahani, the Shvil, Shalei Poritz, the Rechav. We now consider this an enclosure on the shvil, that the shvil is no longer totally open into the rechava. Shvil hoya pesuch v'shul zarabim ma'aloi. Even the shvil, had the shvil open into v'shul zarabim, it's Tzuras HaPesach is considered an enclosure. So therefore, l'heni nami, l'rechava liyas lo tosefes zu, or zeh, hek of l'dir. So that this tosefes is now an act of being makavit, and it's for dira purposes. Right, so the Tzuras HaPesach, which we're going to put between the shvil and the rechava, will be an enclosure for the rechava also.
And what about the mavoi?
Well, once the Mavi is, once the Rechava is Mukav Ladira, such as Rashi said before, in a case where a Mavi goes into Rechava, which is Mukav Ladira, you don't need anything. You'll just need a Lechi by where the Mavi goes into the Rishis Rabbah.
Right. Yeah, it's not even showing.
Right. The only problem you have is that the Mavi is entering into Rechava, which is a Mokim Osir. But like Rashi pointed out before, it's entering into Rechava, which is Mutter, so you don't need anything about the Mavi either. So the Mor says,
the Surat of Pesach that we just made is right. Less than 10 watt.
Correct, but since that's the Chiddush over here. Since the Gabi the Shvil is considered totally open. It's a Pirtza, even though it's not 10 amas wide, but it's a Pirtza because it's totally porous at its side into the Rechava. Uh-huh. So the Gabi the Shvil, it's a mechitza of a Pirtza. So it'll be considered a mechitza of a pirtza for the Rechava also.
Because it's full width of the...
of the Shvil.
Full width of the Shvil. So if the Shvil actually narrowed down, we might have a problem we need to deal with. You know, if the Shvil is some kind of a gate structure, with no gate.
If it had geduti on both sides, let's say of the Shvil itself, right? Well, then it wouldn't need anything. That'd be the equivalent of a lechi there. But you're right, that wouldn't help for the Rechava. It had been in place already, right? We're doing it now. Once it's Mukav Ladira, we're doing it now. We're making a hekev.
Okay,
so he said, also Gamli, Haboyim Lishtais Min Ha'ir, Derech Mavi, the Rechava, Misham L'Shvil and the Har. So the camels will go out through the city, through the Mavi, through the Rechava, through the Shvil, down to the river. While Shadnil, they're going to knock over the Surah of Pesach. Shaya Pesach HaShvil Tsar Lehen. So it was narrow opening, and putting Surah of Pesach would cause a doichik, the extra width of the Surah of Pesach would cause them to press against it and knock it over. He said, okay, so Bai said, what's the eight? So the eight is a little lechi, hanos b'oritz, aviv mashu, vein gamon, noigin boy. So the lechi, even though a kana by itself needs mikra din mashu, but you need to support the kana gabob, so it has to be strong, so it has to be thicker practically than just a mashu. But a lechi can be a mashu, so that's not going to limit the gomel's travel. And the argument of the lechi is the mikra mahani the shvil the talta boy the lehavi hashter parts of karmelis. Same with the lechi is matter the path. The path now is enclosed on all four sides. Therefore, Mahani Namel Rechava Lias Lo Hekev Ladira. Okay, V'Yatirena L'Taltavu. So will this migu that it works to be matter the Shmiel will be matter the Rechava also. Now, the Rashi Ubalav Migu Lo Mishtarya. But Jonathan, your point. But we're not for this logic of this idea of this migu. It wouldn't work. Why? The Pesach Shabein Rechava L'Shmiel L'Hoya Yosem Yeser. The opening was less than 10. V'Chokama the Sosim Le'Nadira Lav Klumhi. So just taking an opening less than 10 and closing it with Dira, we said doesn't work. You have to have an opening more than 10. The Kol Pesach Stima Mal Yosehi V'Sosim Le'Menu. A door has a locking status as if it's closed. So adding a closure didn't add anything. But over here the Chiddush is, since for the Shvil purposes, you mamash made a halachic enclosure, which changed it, so that it considered a halachic enclosure for the Rechava also. So Rabbah says that's not a good idea, because people will say, it'll work, the Shvil shall come down. The soul is good in the Hara. It doesn't end over there in a river bank. That's an open Mavi. Which we saw before, you need a tikkun on both ends. And they'll say, well, over here you only did take it on one end. So Rabbah says no. The Eitza is put a lechi in the spot where the Mavi, which comes from the city, enters into the Rechava. And again, the same idea. The Migo, the Mahani, the Mosa, the Talta of the Mavi. Now the Mavi is considered enclosed. Shemini Perakamu. Sarchi Mekan, Abiki Mekan, or is it Pesach Mekan, Belefi, or Kara Mekan? So you put just a pesach on one end and a lechi on the other end. So hachanami, le'evet b'roisha mavi absurd, which is a rabbi, mitzvah pesach. You put a mitzvah pesach on the end of the mavi next to the mitzvah rabbi. By lechi to the side of the rechava, sharile, and then you put a lechi on the other end where it goes into the rechava. So this lechi is mat to the mavi. The mavi now has a closure on four sides. That is mat to the mavi. So once it's considered a wall for the mavi purposes, so it's considered a wall for the rechava purposes also. And then the shvil is also mutter for the same argument, because the shvil is ending in a makam which is mutter to carry. So it doesn't need any tikkun in the shvil.
Switch the locations of the lechi and the surah to Pesach.
It also works. The problem we're having with the surah to Pesach issue was the gemalim. So I don't know whether the mavi was we'll have to argue the mavi was wider than the shvil, so we weren't worried about the gemalim. Go either side. I think it says it this way. That's a bigger chiddush. Even a lechi isn't sitting enough to matter the rechava. Okay, so now tulim b'masa guf v'shari, the shirinan law behind lechi. So carrying in the mavi, we understand it's enclosed on four sides. It has two walls. It has a source of passive by the shirinan. It has a lechi on the other end. So you can carry in the mavi. That's no problem. Even if you tell me that the rechava and the mavi cannot carry one to the other, still, so that's no problem. It's like two chatzeres with a door between. That each one can have its own makom, can carry each one individually. We understand why you can carry the rechava. The rechava is now enclosed. It's enclosed. Ladira. So you can carry in the rechava. So I'm good on both. I'm good on both of that. The question is, can you carry from the mavi to the masa, the mavi to the rechava or not? So one said also, one said mutter. So one said mutter, said why? The halles b'dirin. She also a b'nei mavi. So Rashi's learning that there was no diurin over there which would make the b'nei mavi aser. Hilchah b'shus b'nei mavi hu u'b'nei shvil b'shus b'nei mavi hu. The rechav is an extension of the b'shus of the b'nei mavi. In other words, the way Rashi learned in the case was that the goal over here was to enclose the rechav for the tashmish of the people of the city. There wasn't anybody who lived there specifically.
So those houses that we...
The problem is Rashi before said the Makav is the deer of Bahaya, but the urine... No, that's not what I meant. There was the urine in the Shvil, but it sounds like he's learned there was no the urine in the Rechava. Alright. So Rashi learned before in the Hechin Evid, and Rashi says... No, that's good. Okay. Rashi says that the they here wanted to start using the rechava like a chatzur. So it's a mekapas adir, but there's no houses per se, no dirim in the case of the rechava. So Rashi learns.
So those houses in the picture are not according to Rashi.
The houses in the picture of
the rechava
occur not like Rashi. Okay. Now, but Rashi, but I told you that there were the Urim and the Shvil.
So, but they have, I mean, if so what do they have now? Like, do you put it in like a swing set or something like that? Or, I mean, what do they do? They say they want to use it, the Rechava, as like a Chatzer. But, I mean, they would have to do something, right? I mean,
what would they have to do? I'm not sure what they would have to do. What's the requirement for that purpose? Start storing things there. I don't know.
Can't just use it for scrolling.
What?
Can't just use it for scrolling in the area. You have to have something that's left behind and the people are going.
Yeah, I don't remember. Rashi's a born second. We still have a different problem, but there was the Urim and the Shmuel. Bnei Shmuel loy asya lo, but why doesn't the Bnei Shmuel make it also? The answer is that we can chotch a ketanah she nifritz in the gedarlo. The gedarlo muteres a ketanah asura. So the Mobik is mutter to carry, and the Rechava is mutter to carry because for as far as the Rechava is concerned, it has walls on both sides. The opening, it doesn't have a piercing, it has a pesach. So that's the case of a chatzik tan next to a chatzik gadol. So chatzik gadol says, I have walls to both sides. For me, it's just a pesach. But Echanami comes to the shiel is going to be also according to this. Shiel lo mesetin alei, gzeir Hashem yirmer lechi moyo the shiel daam. So Rashi learns we're not going to have a solution for the shiel. Because even if you put a lechi there, people will draw the conclusion that you can put a lechi in a shiel down. And that now what you could do, Luchara, I'm just wondering, we're talking out loud. If you put a source of Pesach on one end and a lechi on the other end, even though you don't need a lechi on the other end because the Betzim is as good as an Arab, but people can't draw the wrong conclusion, we'll see something at both ends. I'm not sure why. What, I'm not sure if that. But the loch is not here. I'm not sure what the loch is not here. The problem is you can't put a lechi on the shmiel because people will see a lechi and they'll see two walls and a lechi. So okay, two walls and a lechi is enough. They'll do that in general. But over here, really, it's not two walls and a lechi because on the other end there's the bank of the river going down, which is the equivalent of a mechitza. And people won't notice that. So my answer is we'll make it do something which people will notice. Put a source of pesach there. And you won't draw any wrong conclusions. Okay.